Let's give it for the band one more time for leading us in worship and leading all week at Fuse Camp 2025. I know this is not a normal Sunday. This is a culmination, a celebration of what God did in the next generation this week at Fuse Camp 2025. That video not say enough right there. I feel like we could just keep worshiping right now after seeing that video. I mean, we get to see the life change of these students. 153 I am fired up right now. Baptisms? Oh, man. We were talking about how we were going to bring to life Fuse Camp today, and there's always a debate on whether we try to fit four nights of messaging into one morning or if we turn it into a series and kind of do a recap. And I am proud to say that we are going to bring back the messages of Fuse Camp as a series starting soon. So what is today about? Titus, what are you going to talk about? What do you got for us today, you know? Well, there was one thing that stuck out to us throughout the entire week, a word that we kept coming back to as something that really set the tone for what Fuse Camp was this year and what Fuse has been as a whole over the last couple years. And that word is culture. That today, we are going to talk about culture and learn that it's all about culture when it comes to what we do here at Fuse, what we do at Genesis Metro Church. And so as we're thinking about culture, you know, I was looking into some quotes, you know, like what are some good culture quotes out there? Surely Steve Jobs has some, you know, maybe old Bezos has some. And I had to look very far to find that, you know, it wasn't Jobs, it wasn't Bezos, but it was the CEO of Airbnb. I was like, man, I always knew Airbnb had some culture, you know? And his quote is this: culture is simply a shared way of doing something with a passion. And I love that. It's so simplistic, right? Something we do all together and we do with passion, passionately. And I think here at Genesis Metro, you will see that when you walk through our doors, you will be greeted with culture. Whether it's a smile at the door, an invite to a life group, maybe they're trying to connect with you, get your info, reach out, maybe get a text from a stranger asking you to lunch. But you cannot go very far in our church without running into culture. Because we are so passionate about saving souls and we want to do it all together. That when you walk through our doors, we want you to join us as a teammate for the kingdom to save souls. Our passion and being a team. But I want to ask you, have you ever been a part of a bad culture? Anybody? Show of hands, maybe. Show of hands. Maybe it's at workplace. Maybe it's on a team. Maybe it's even like some familial, you know, culture, you know, sometimes. Man, thinking about bad culture, what are some signs of bad culture? Maybe it's more about the individual than the team, right? I'm gonna get mine. Maybe there's a lack of identity and core values. You don't know what we stand for as a team, as a company. Maybe people are looking for ways to do less. Sometimes you don't wanna do those dishes. I get it, okay? I get it. But I think you can very quickly tell when a culture is not right. And I think the question that is often lacking within those bad cultures, the question that we try to ask here, is what do you want to be and what do you want to see? What do you want to be and what do you want to see? You have to decide, what do we want to be? And if we want to be that, okay, what do we have to see in order to be that? A quick example for y'all here is outside in the commons right there, we have this Fuse banner with our core values. You walk by it every single Sunday. And it might look like decor at first, but I'll tell you, that is culture. That we're surrounded by culture here at GM and at Fuse. That we wanted to say, as a student ministry, what do we want to be? And then we wrote down exactly what we want to see. Every Wednesday, our students walk in, knowing exactly what it means to be at Fuse. There is culture everywhere, folks. And a verse from this week that stuck out to us as we prepared for this Sunday that really sets the tone for what our culture is at GM is 1 Kings 18:37. It says, "Answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God and that you are turning their hearts back." What if I told you every single Sunday, every single Wednesday, every single Tuesday, every single life group, we're asking God, answer us, because we want to see their hearts turn back to you. Every Fuse Camp, answer us, God. For we want to see the people's hearts turn back. That is the culture here at Genesis Metro. But there's different ways that we achieve this culture. One of the first ways he ever comes to any of our events, Uprising Sisterhood and now Fuse Camp, Extreme Camp the same way. We have a culture of creativity, okay? A culture of creativity. And I like to say sometimes it's not a cult, okay? We're just creative, okay? We are just creative. But maybe we do put the cult in culture, you know what I'm saying? Preacher joke, all right? It was right there, I had to use it. But man, I wanted to give y'all a couple of examples of the creativity of our Fuse Camps in the past. We started doing Fuse Camp about 6-7 years ago. That was for our students there. Parents, it's okay, right over your head. That's all right, it's all right. It's probably how you feel at home a lot of the times too. I get it, it's okay. We're doing Fuse Camp. This is our fifth year doing Fuse Camp. And we started doing Fuse Camp out of COVID. We decided we want to do our own camp. We want to do our own thing, give you complete control of every part of what our camps look like, including the messaging. And right off the bat, we set the tone for what our Fuse Camps were going to be that made them different. And the emphasis, the same way it is here on Sundays, the same way it's at Uprising and Sisterhood, is that the word will be the biggest emphasis. The word will go first. And so we decided, okay, how can we bring the word to life? And the first year we had Fuse Camp, we went big. We burned a ship as a representation of leaving and letting go of what was behind. That's our first year, okay? This is a probably 20-foot long ship, all right? About probably 10 to 12 feet high. We burned a ship. Like, that's what I'm like, that was year one, right? Like, how are you gonna top that, you know? Year two, RIP to the old me. We had them write things they wanted to die, wanted to leave behind. Again, this pattern. And they wrote on these gravestones, RIP to the old me, the things that they wanted to see dead. And what did we do that year? We burned those too, all right? Because there's something about kids seeing a burn up that's just powerful, okay? So the next year we were like, okay, we gotta stop burning stuff, you know? We need a, you know, that cult thing starting to creep up a little too much. So we decided to go a little smaller, but go a little more, I would say, maybe the word is, it's a sincere thing. The series was Through It All, and we talked about the story of Joseph and how through it all he held on. And we gave him these custom rings that said Genesis Metro, Through It All, because we want them to know and remember when they see that ring that if we hold on to God long enough, he will get us through anything and everything. That was year three. Year four, last year, unlocked. We had this huge door, all right? And we talked about, this is where our kids started to be there, those things, you know. And unlocked, we had these students walk through this door as a choice. They're making a choice to walk through the door of life, to commit their lives to God. And that brings us all the way to year five, where we decided we're gonna burn some more stuff. All right. Went back to our roots, year five, and we had the students on the first day write down things they were wavering between. And you'll see the significance of the waver hopefully next week. But we wrote down things they kept going back to. They kept choosing over God, day one. And on the last night, we had them collect those tubes again, those little canisters, and to toss them in the fire and declare that Yahweh, he is God, as they tossed it into the fire, leaving behind, choosing God, not choosing this world anymore. And they got to watch those things burn up as freedom signified in the word, signified through this gesture. And then we see freedom right after this at baptisms. What a picture, right? That is the culture of creativity at Genesis Metro. Answer me, so that these people may turn their hearts back. What else makes our culture a culture of consistency? The beautiful thing about a culture that is consistent is that you see stories written over years and years of time. And there's so many stories I could share of people sitting in this room. I look out in this crowd and I can see stories that started when we were in Pink Elementary. I can see stories that started at 9750 at the old building that are still being written today. And I think that speaks to what we do and who we are as a church, that we will be consistent. You don't have to worry about the change of our culture happening because we've seen the fruit and we can commit to that consistency. But some fresh stories, we call it fresh fire, that we have, that we've seen written, that started in February, were continued in August, were continued at Fuse Camp. First example, at Uprising 2025, my Uprising Brotherhood, can I hear from you for a second? Yes. Let's hear from you, yes. We talk. You're beating me to it there, sir. We started saying, we're all here. As a signal that as a brotherhood, we will not leave a man behind, that every man is worth it. And so the we're all here chant began throughout the brotherhood and became a mantra of Uprising 2025. And what I love about our culture is as we're in the night four, as students are being prayed over, there's emotions around the room, walls are being broken down, breakthroughs are happening, students are held together, praying together, their leaders praying with them, a group of eighth, ninth grade boys started chanting, we're all here, we're all here, we're all here. Are you telling me that the culture that started, that the mantra that started at Uprising 2025 was then passed down and continued at Fuse Camp 2025? Like, is that on a picture of the culture of Genesis Metro that we want to pass it on to the next generation? That's a testament to our brotherhood. That's a testament to our Fuse leaders. Testament to our kids to embrace it and to follow it. But there's another story that started in February that was continued in August, continued just this week. There's a girl named Piper in our student ministry. And Piper, back in February, we had a Valentine's Day event and we give away free Fuse Camp as a part of our giveaways for Fuse, because ultimately we just trick them into getting to Fuse Camp, you know? You see? It works. Because like the Xbox, not gonna get in the Fuse Camp, you know? So we gotta give away, you know, free Fuse Camp. And so she won free Fuse Camp on this day. And as she won it, she started thinking to herself, like I've been here for a while. I've been to a couple camps. Like, I know what this is about. I want to make sure that somebody else gets the chance. And so this girl that had been coming for like 2 or 3 weeks, she said, hey, this is for you. This is for you. I want you to have this. You need to be there. She got in the car with her dad, and she told her dad she won free Fuse Camp. He was like, oh, yes, great. Like, you know, money back in the pocket. But I gave it away. It just felt right. Felt like the right thing to do. He said, are you paying for a Fuse Camp? And so we get to camp. And night two, we get to preach this sermon of not choosing the world and choosing God. We had this, I'm not gonna spoil it for you. It's coming soon. But we had this other altar and whatever. And the sermon really spoke to this friend that came. And this friend came and found me the next day, day three now. And she said, I was begging for God to show me he's real. That I didn't know. I knew, but I didn't know. And that night, she gave her life to Christ, and that came as a result. That came as a result of the invite that happened back in February. Is God not so good that we think these things are just coincidences, are just happening? Oh, it's just, you know, it's just GM, it's the culture that continues on and on. The story's being written over and over and over again. We're begging God, answer me, so these people will know, God, that you are Lord. So that night, the third night, after we get to use that story in night three's sermon, isn't God not so good? We get to use that story in night, fresh fire, we get to use in the sermon, okay? I bring Piper up on the stage, we rebuild this altar, it's this beautiful thing. But I'll tell you, something that threw me off night three, so we do points for all the teams, okay? There's four different squads, they get points all week, and Pastor Tim likes to give points out during the sermons and likes to really skew the numbers, okay? So one team was very behind as a result of this. And so unbeknownst to me, we asked like kind of like recap questions each night to kind of like make sure they're following along here. And I'm asking questions to the crowd, they're raising their hands, I'm asking them a question. And I'm going over to this section over here, and I'm about to ask a question, and I see Pastor Tim sitting with that group that's behind. And like, my thought was, I'm gonna see the first hand, I'm gonna call on that person, make it fair, right? So I see him, and I get thrown off. I do like a double take. I'm like, and then everybody's hands up. I haven't picked anybody, right? So I'm like, okay, I gotta close my eyes. First hand I see, boom. Now I know at this point, I'm calling on him for the answer, all right? I call on him. He gives the answer, of course. Oh, it's Pastor Tim. Of course, he's going to have the right answer. That team started to make a little comeback, all right? But then later on in that sermon, after Piper came up and we got to tell the story of how she chose to be an influencer, chose to be a rebuilder, she walked off the stage and her dad was serving at camp and met her at the stage to embrace her, to hug her. And I see at the moment, and as I'm preaching, literally, like as I'm going, I see this moment, and in my mind, I'm like, man, that is so sweet. That is so sweet. And I start to look, you know, back over, and Pastor Tim's sitting right there saying, I've never been coached mid-sermon before until that moment. I feel like it was like the NFL. He's on the sideline with the headphones. He's like, right there, family, legacy, right there, go, go, go. So here we go. And so I got to say, and I got to say to you today, like that is what legacy looks like. That her family put God first over the years, and that established a foundation in her life that when she got the chance to have a free camp, she decided, I'm gonna give it away so that someone else may experience what I've experienced at this church. Is that not what every family should be striving for? We say, answer me, oh God, please. And that's a kingdom family. And this week we saw multiple examples of a kingdom family, multiple siblings baptized together. I think about the Trap Boys. Let's see a picture of that, all there. Man, all those redhead kids, man, they are all finding Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. I think about the Reynolds siblings right here. Middle school boy and girl. Choosing God, choosing Christ. I think about the Grubb family as well. Parents, if I can make the case to you, is this not what you want to see? Is this not what you want to see? If it is, then who do you have to be in order to see that? What do you have to prioritize as a parent if you want to see that for your family? The culture is evident. And I'll say that without a doubt that I am evidence of the culture of Genesis Metro. That my parents started this church 23 years ago in our home, and we got to be the born boys all up there together deciding where to go next in the service because the worship was just so powerful. And I don't say that to put us up. I say that to say that if I can to give you anything, is that I'm a testament to the consistency of our leadership, that over time, my parents held the line, blood, sweat, and tears. And that created something in me that now I didn't just want to be a part of the church. I wanted to be in the church. I wanted to be involved in the church. I want to do everything I can to be a factor and a part of life change happening at this church. The culture is evident. A culture of legacy is being written. That is what Genesis Metro is. And at Fuse, on any given Wednesday, you know what you're gonna find? You're gonna find a student-led student ministry. On the last night of camp, we saw students come up onto the stage and they led worship. One of them ones. We got our ones up, students. We decided we're gonna be one of them ones when we go back home, right? And these students came up and they led worship. Because that's what student ministry is. It should be student-led. We're saying, answer me, answer me. Answer me, oh God. You see, the culture here is undeniable. That 23 years of life change in response to God's word has taken place. And I can say for a fact, we're just getting started. We're just getting started. The fruit of the culture is undeniable. Look at this picture of baptisms right here if you didn't already see it in the video. This is the most hype baptism I have ever seen in my life. There is crowd surfing at baptism. That is exactly what baptism should create in all of us as Christians. That level of excitement, of celebration for what God is doing. Lifted up off the air and then they flipped them back into the water. Baptized twice that day. Baptized twice that day. Double did there. But 153 baptisms. I'll tell you, the first year of camp, we burned that ship. The first year burning something. And we had 82 baptisms that year. And PT looked at me in the water. He said, remember this day. for we may never see something like this again. Every year since that year at camp, we've baptized more than 82 students. Because something happened that first year when we put the word first and we built the camp, the creativity around this word, and said we want to make this come to life for these students to understand exactly who God is. It set a tone for our student ministry. It did something within our culture at Fuse that said God's word will be first. And as that continued to be a part of what we did on Wednesday nights and what we did every single camp, the growth came as a result of the word being first. Don't question whether the word goes first here at Genesis Metro. That is the culture. That is what our lives are wrapped around. The culture here is special. And even on the backside, a little glimpse into the few staff window. We went to this year thinking, man, that's a late date. It's a late date. Maybe one of the worst camp times ever. I'm calling some of my student pastor buddies. I'm like, you think about this date? They're like, oh, bad date. We're not gonna get the numbers, is what we thought. There's no way we reached numbers we reached last year. And this is us, this is the team. I think God was like, watch me, watch me. I'll give you the best camp we've ever had and the most kids we ever had in the same year. Because what we didn't realize and what God started telling us, this is the best time for camp because they're going right back into their schools. Right back into Reedy, right back into Prosper, right back into Memorial, right back into Trent, right back into Cobb with fresh fire under them, ready to run, ready to be one of them once so that we can see continued life change in the next generation. We said it might be one of the worst years. God said, watch me do the best this year. Watch me work this year. So I'm either here today to tell you about the culture, or I'm here to remind you of the culture that even we have to be reminded of this year. So I'm not here today to ask you if you want to be a part of this. I'm here to ask you, how can you not want to be a part of this? How could you not want your student to be a part of this? What do you want to be? What do you want to see? Do you want to be a kingdom family? Do you want to be a part of a culture that is creative, consistent, and leaves a legacy that is bigger than any of us? The word goes first. The kingdom is first. And every week our church is asking, answer me, oh Lord, that you are turning their hearts back again. That is the heart. That is the culture of Genesis Metro. We want to invite all of you to be a part of that. Let's pray. God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of a church culture, Lord, that puts you first above all else. That although, God, we may get crazy in our creativity, God, may you know that it's all for your glory. God, we look at these students, we see the passion in them. I just wanna lift all these students up, God, that they don't just let camp be a temporary, spiritual high type of thing, but Lord, let it be the start of something new. Let discipline and consistency be their mantra. God, thank you for a culture that has the brotherhood leading in February that then spills in to the students being led in August. God, may we as a church rally around the next generation, knowing they are the next up, knowing that they are the ones who are gonna take our spots one day. God, so your kingdom is led by passionate men and women of God. God, I pray for the parents in here today, Lord, that they see the fruit that is undeniable and they say to themselves, that's what I want for my family. And I pray their hearts are stirred to, if there's things that need to change in order to get that result, that they're willing to change it. If things need to be rescheduled, that they are willing to reschedule it, God. Because to see the fruit, to see the hope, the peace, the love, the life change in response to God's word that's happening in Fuse, Lord, it's undeniable. God, I pray for the church member in here today that needed a reminder of what they're a part of. God, that fresh fire is lit. Passion is brought back to all of us so that we may run the good race. God, all for your glory. Lord, we love you and praise you in your name. Amen.